Baba Basra, Daf Peidalad Ahmed Beis, page 84, side B. Yayin v'chaymetz minechad hu, yayin and wine that has become vinegar, they are considered to be the same kind, and therefore you are able to separate trumas and maestras from one or the other. Rabbi Yaima, Rabbi says that they are considered shnei minim, two kinds. So if so, our Mishnah seems to hold, like Rabbi, that they're two different kinds, and that's why both of them can retract, since this is not the type that they agreed to do the deal with, and as opposed to the opinion of the Chachamim, it seems that the vinegar and wine are the same as wheat of good and bad, so that only the one that was cheated is the one that is able to retract. And the Gemara says, no, that we don't have to say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi. Afilu teima Rabbonon, even if we're going to say that our Mishnah holds like the Rabbonon, that they're really one kind, we can still say that ad kon lepligi Rabbonon alei de Rabbi, that the Rabbanon did not disagree with Rabbi, Elo le'inyon Maiser u'truma, only with regards to Maiser u'truma, that you are allowed to separate from one of them on the other. Ukid Rab ilo, and like Rabbi lo, that although that the vinegar is worse than the wine, nevertheless, truma can rest on it when something is worth, like the words of Rabbi lo. Dom al Rabbi lo minayin l'soyre min hara al yofa. But where do we know that one who separates from fruits that are bad on fruits that are good? Shetruma si truma, that the truma is a good truma. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Yudches, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Aloysisu olav cheit barim chemes chel bimimenu. Which means to say that if you are going to separate for truma the portion that is best, so then you shall not carry a sin, then it won't be considered for you a sin. So from this we can understand that you shouldn't do it, but if yes, that if you do separate from the bad on the good, then you're going to carry a sin. So from here we can learn that the name of Terumah does rest on something which is bad. And therefore, there is no more a correction to be made to exchange it or to go ahead and give again Terumah, because the Terumah has already rested on what is Ra. So, im eina kodesh desiyus chet lomo. Because if you're going to tell me that there is no name of Truma resting on what's bad, in other words, what he separated didn't apply, so why should he be punished on what he has separated? He didn't do anything. So let him go now and give Truma from the good one. So mekan l'toyra minara l'yofesh Truma ze Truma. So for here we know that one who separates from the bad on the good, his Truma is still Truma. So this is all with regard to Truma. So, with regards to Truma, we see that the Chachamim hold that wine and vinegar would be considered one kind. But with regards to a deal of selling and buying, in which they made a condition on wine and it turns out to be vinegar. And the same thing if it was vinegar and they made a deal of vinegar and it turned out to be wine, the Kula Alma, whether it's Rebbe or the Rabbanon, both of them would agree that the deal is off, because the Ika, the Nichale, because there's some people that want wine and don't want vinegar. And there's those that want vinegar and don't want wine. So even according to the Chachamim, that they're considered to be one type, but nevertheless there's a different taste to them. And they serve for different things they are used. As opposed to bad and good wheat, both of them have one name, both of them have one taste, and whatever the purchaser wanted to buy, he actually received, however he was just cheated a little bit. So it's different between the case of the wine and vinegar and the case of the wheat, the good and bad. Next Mishnah. Our Mishnah deals with regards to a person who buys fruit from his friend. And Mishnah explains from what point can the seller and buyer not retract. One who sells fruit to his friend. So, Moshach, if the buyer made a Meshicha for the fruit V'loy modad, but he did not measure the amount. Kono, he already acquired it, and none of them can retract from the deal. However, if modad, if he just measured the fruit, v'loy moshach, but he did not pull the fruit, the buyer, loy kono, he did not acquire it. V'im hoyo pikech, if the buyer is smart, and he wants to purchase the fruit immediately, and the fruit are in the domain of the seller. So what he does is soicher es mekoimam. He rents from the seller the place of the fruit. So that place becomes his property, his chotzer, and then he's acquiring the fruit through the kinyan chotzer. Another halacha, halikeach pishton mechaveiroi, one who buys flax from his friend, harizel lekono, he did not acquire it, achi taltelenu mimokim lemokim, until he moves it from place to place for the purpose to take it to his home, and then he will raise it, and he will kaina through hagbah, through raising it. Ve'im hoya mechuba lekarka, if it was attached to the ground, v'tolash kolshu, and then the buyer detached even a little bit, kono, then the buyer acquired the entire flax. Zog the Gemara, now the Gemara is going to deal whether the acquisition of a chotzer, a kinyan chotzer, can help in a simta. Omar Abasi, says Rabasi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, name Rabbi Yochanan, modad vihiniach al gabe simta. If the seller measured his fruit in his own vessels, and he placed them on the niach agabe asimta, and he placed them on the ground in the simta. The simta, that's a side entrance from the public area. It's not meant for people to walk there, but it's used as people put their objects over there. So although that this is a place which belongs to everyone, but nevertheless the seller removes his rights to this property, it's as if he places them in the rishus, in the domain of the buyer. And then, kono, so then the buyer acquires the fruit through the kinyan chotzer. So Rav Zeira was surprised. Amar le Rav Zeira Rav Asi. So Rav Zeira said, Rav Asi, shema le shoma Rebbe. Perhaps, Rebbe, you didn't hear, which means Rav Asi, from Rabbi Yochanan, this halacha, that he says that the buyer can get the right to the fruit, who acquires the fruit, ela b'moided, only if he measures, and he gives it letosh kuposoi. He puts it into the basket of the buyer, because the keli, the basket, the vessel that the buyer has is considered like his property, his yard, his chotzer, and that acquires for him. But if he places it on the ground of the simta, that is not his chotzer, he cannot be koyin. Amalei, so Rav Asi responded to Rav Zeira, Domi hai merabonon, this one of the sages is similar to a Talmud Chacham, kid legomri in shishmaita, like people that have never learned ever. So he says, modad letoch kuposoi memrabonboi, in a situation where one measures, where he puts into the basket of a buyer who is standing in the simra timta. So do we need a statement to say this? Do we need Rabbi Yochanan to teach us this halacha, that is koina? Because we know that the kalim, the vessels, the baskets of the buyer will acquire for him, even if he's in the property of the seller. And of course, if he is in the simta. But certainly his intention was that you acquire even on the floor of the simta, not in the bucket. But the Gemara is not sure. Kiblo mine, did Rav Zeira accept the response of Rav Asi that this is Rav Yochanan's opinion? Or Kiblo, he didn't accept. Toshma, come and listen. Dom Rabbi Yanai, because Rabbi Yanai said Rabbi Yanai was the teacher of Rabbi Yochanan. He said this: Omar Rabbi Chatzar Ashutfim Koinim Zem Mizem, that a yard which belongs to partners, so the partners can purchase objects one from another through a kinyan chotzer. My love, is then not the intent that if one of the partners wants to give a object to his friend so that he should
acquire, his friend should acquire it. So he places the object al gabe karka, he places it on the ground, which is in partnership of both of them, and that is the way that his friend gets the object, is claiming the object. So from this we can learn that the same thing is for the simta, because the simta is also an area which is in partnership to anyone who wants to use it to place his objects over there, so that the seller is allowed to place an object there which would be acquired through the ground of the simta, and his friend would inherit, would zeichen it. So it's mestaber, it makes sense, that when Reb Zeide heard the words of Reb Yanai, he agreed to the response of Reb Asi, that the halacha of Reb Yanai is also dealing with that in a case, even when he placed it on the ground, not only inside of the bucket of the buyer. Neymar says, no. Even the halacha, also the din of Reb Yanai, we can explain in a way that the seller gives it letoich kuposei shel, letoich kuposei, that he gives it into the bucket of the buyer, and not that he placed it on the ground. And the Gemara says, actually, there's a support to this interpretation. It also makes sense that Reb Yanai was talking about that he placed it in the bucket of the lekeich, not on the floor. The Omer Reb Yamikei, Omer Reb Yechonon, because Reb Yechonon didn't Reb Yechonon, that modad viniach agabe simto loikor, that if he measured and he placed it on the floor of the simto, then he did not coin it. So it was in kashin adadi. So the halacha, the way Reb Yaakov says in the name of Reb Yechonon, this contradicts the halacha of Reb Asi in the name of Reb Yechonon, and also the halacha of Reb Yanai, who was a teacher of Reb Yechonon. So, is it not? We must learn. We must say that Khan, that the din of Rabbi Asar Yanai, they're talking b'meidet letoich kuposei, that he is giving it into the bucket, into the basket of the buyer, and that's why he's koina. But Khan, the din that Rabbi Yaakov said in Rabbi Yechonon, that is dealing with b'meidet agabe karka, that he's measuring and placing on the karka, and that's why you're not koina. Shmami no. So from here we know that Rabbi Asi actually made a mistake in interpreting the din of Rabbi Yechonon. And Rabbi Yechonon was talking about when he places it in the basket of the buyer. And we can say that Rabbi Zeide did not accept the response of Rabbi Asi that it's talking about that he put it on the floor. The Gemara asks now from our Mishnah, the words of Rabbi Asi, and proves that Rabbi Zeide actually did not accept his explanation. Toshma, we learned in the Mishnah, modad veloy moshach lekonam. If a person measured and he didn't make a mishich, he wasn't koyim. So it's obvious that it's talking about that he measured on the ground, because had he measured into the bucket of his friend, even Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yaakov said that he was koyim. Umay lav. So are we not then dealing in our Mishnah that he was measuring the simto? In the simto. So still, although he placed them on the ground, he wasn't koyim. And not like Rabbi Asi, who says, so this goes not like Rabbi Asi, who says that in such a situation, Rabbi Yochanan holds that he was koina. So if so, it makes sense that Rabbi Zeide did not accept his words. So the Gemara says, no, it's not absolutely necessary to say that we're talking about a simto, because we can explain this halacha that it was measuring and he gave it b'rishus harabim, he gave it in the public domain. So there, even if you give it into the basket of the buyer, he's not koina. Why? Because he doesn't have any place to put his basket over there. So in the simto, if you put it in his kupa and he can put it down in the on the simto, he's koina. But over there, he's not koina. So they want to ask Yochi if the Mishnah is dealing with the Rishus Rabbim Eim Reisha. So look in the Reisha, because we live in the Reisha, but there it's written that if Moshach, if the buyer was Moshiach, he pulled the fruit, v'loy modad, and he didn't measure kona, he was koina. So the question is, Mashiach v'rishus rab mikanya, can you then koina something by pulling it if it's in rishus rab? V'abai v'arav adam retarvayu, but Rabbi and Rabbi, they both say that mesira, giving over, that the
Lekeach holds on to an object by the instruction of the seller, Koin Rishus Rabim. That can be bought in the Rishus Rabim. You can acquire the item in the Rishus Rabim. Ubechotze Shein Shlosh Neim, and also in a yard, in an area that doesn't belong to neither of them. Because there is no possibility of doing their Kinyan Meshicha. But Umeshicha Koine Besimto, Ubechotze Shil Shlosh Neim, but Meshicha is Koine in a Simto. And also in a chotzer that belongs to the both of them, but not in the Rishus Rabim. V'agbah koinah b'chol makim. And if you raise it, that's going to be koinah everywhere. So al koponim, at least what do we see from the words? That Meshicha alone does not help, that Meshicha does not help in the Rishus Rabim. So how can you say that our Mishnah is talking about that he made the Meshicha in the fruit of Rishus Rabim? And the Gemara says, no, really Mishnah is talking about the Rishus Rabim. What is the Meshicha that we explain in our Mishnah that helps? It's talking about that he pulled the Peiros Rishus Rabim Lesimta. He pulled it out from the Rishus Rabim into the Simta, in which Meshicha helps in the Simta. So the Gemara asks Yehochi, that our Mishnah is talking about Rishus Rabim Eimu Seif. Let's look in the Seif. Over there we learned, Im Hoya Pikeach, if he was smart, the buyer, so then, you know, he wants to make sure that he has the deal right away, and he doesn't have the fruit, he can't make the Meshicha. So what he does is, he hires the place where the fruit are laying, and he is kind of the fruit, he acquires the fruit through the Kinyan Chotzer by the fruit laying in his property. But if it's talking about the fruit are laying in the Shurabim, who is he going to rent the public area? So it must be talking about that it's laying in a property of partnership, and the purchaser rented the place from the seller, or it's talking about a simta, and he rents the place that you place the fruits from the people that live in that street that is open to the simta. The Gemara says no, really the Reisha is talking only to Rabbi. But the Sefer is not talking about the Rishus Rabim. And this is what he's saying. If it happens to be that the fruit are laying in the shoes of the owners, not in the public area, and the buyer wants to buy it immediately to guarantee that he gets those fruit, he rents the place from the seller, and when he places these fruits over there, he's kind of them through the Kinyan Chotzer. The Gemara explains now in which places is the keli of the person, is the person's basket, the person's vessel that he's holding on, considered to be like his yard. Rav Shmuel, they both said the following halacha.